Nobody had any faith, or they thought we...
Hi, my name is Shane Michael Maneri. I'm reading from 12th Street's online radio section. You can find us at 12thstreetonline.wordpress.com. Today, I'll be reading a poem I wrote titled The Bread and Circus is Not Dead. It comes from a Roman metaphor which has to do with people choosing food and fun over freedom, which I think is particularly pertinent today.
When the devil comes around spreading lies, I can see Russia from Alaska when I look in your eyes.
Before I go on to read the poem, I'll just tell you a little bit more. I was inspired also by Auden's poem titled September 1st, 1939. I came up accidentally upon that poem by typing in September 11th. I was going to write a story about September 11th. And I found Auden's poem. So I used his style, and thus this poem was born. The bread and circus is not dead, for W.H. Auden. I sit in my shotgun studio on 33rd Street, worried and concerned about the state of America's politics and leaders, as the slow unraveling demand of intelligence dissipates. We have become a nation of sports trophies and beauty pageants. Our selected few no longer beam beacons of light but darkness into the cabinet. Education has become scarce, breaching the gate of Nixon's flood that lowered the standards to under a quarter or just above. What kind of parasite is this? I and we all know that the Republic wants to keep the poor slap-dashing for independence. Even Washington knows that a government is not about reason. He said so himself. And Hamilton, the father of national debt, thought the elite intellectual aristocracy should rule the nation. He was right. We're still feasting upon the crumbs, while top hat mentality rules, the smell of mint still fresh in their minds. Politicians know what I'm talking about. Each country looking upon us with anticipation and hopes that we'll fly up out of the ash like eagles, craving bread and circus. Ruled by roller coasters and tiny little morsels, the Romans knew how to keep their people happy, their desires fulfilled. What grave matters dull the mind? Democracy's under threat. Complacency keeps the time. I'll speak for the dumb. I'll rise up. If all I have is this voice, let it be heard. Let it spread like wildfire through the hills and valleys, my courtyard. For this is the land I love. Let the games begin. That's it. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, just type it in the space below. Ciao.
We won't question. We don't compromise. I see heaven from Alaska. When I look in your